It actually began Monday, May 20th, and it continues until June 2nd. It's actually a national campaign of the Click It or Ticket, and law enforcement will be stepped up to make sure that motorists are wearing their seatbelts.
Can a person be stopped just for not wearing their seatbelt, or do they have to be doing something else?
In Kentucky, the primary seatbelt law is that it means that they can be stopped just for not wearing their seatbelts. If it was secondary, if they were pulled over for another violation and they didn't have their seatbelt on, they could be ticketed for that. But in Kentucky, if you're not wearing it, you could be pulled over for that.
And who's responsible for making sure other adults in the car are belted?
That's the driver. If you have friends or family getting in the car, it's your responsibility to make sure that everybody's buckled up. If you're pulled over and you're wearing your seatbelt, but your passengers aren't, that driver can be ticketed.
And this is a good time to remind people about properly securing child seats. What's the best way to know if your child seat is properly installed?
If you are unsure about that, there are ways of getting your car seats inspected. A lot of times the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety online, they will have places where you can make sure that your child seat is properly installed. A lot of times you're thinking that you might have it installed correctly, but to be on the safe side, I'd have it inspected professionally.
I heard you tell a great story about a young man who was not wearing a seatbelt and he was ticketed. Can you share that story with me?
I would love to. We had our press conference here last week regarding the Click It or Ticket. We had, you know, a lot of speakers, a lot of stats being thrown, but one young man came and shared his story. He was actually a winner of the Saved by the Belt campaign, and his name was Josh Ilg. And he told the story. I mean, he's mid-20s, left some friends, was just going down a highway there in Campbell County, and knew he wasn't speeding, but he noticed that a policeman pulled behind him, pulled him over, and he realized he didn't have his belt on. Policeman said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" He's like, "Yeah, I didn't have my seatbelt on." And the policeman told him, he said, "You know, it's one of the easiest things that you could do to protect you from something beyond your control." He went ahead and gave him a ticket, and of course Josh wasn't happy with that. But it made him more conscious of, you know what, I've clicked the seatbelt, I don't want to pay another fine, I'm clicking the seatbelt. About a week later, Josh was traveling on some wet pavement on a road there, also in Campbell County, and was going into a curve and braked and lost control of his car, and his car went over a hillside. Josh unbuckled his seatbelt, crawled out the window, called for help, and walked up the hill, and that policeman that gave him the ticket was the one that come to work the accident. So there's, you know, case in point that seatbelts do save lives. It could have been tragic for Josh's family if he hadn't worn it.
Nancy Wood, thanks for the advice. Have a great holiday.
You too.